You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. Man, we cover down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, it was with some, perplexing notions that I saw last week that out of the blue, a guy who has been in our state multiple times has just had his concert canceled because mean things were said on Facebook. I don't know who the soy boys and snowflakes were that were writing the mean things on Facebook, but I reached out this weekend and I'm just stoked the fact that we were able to get him on the air. So yeah, Ted Nugent's concert may not be happening at Avondale Brewing, but Ted Nugent, the Motor City Madman, multi-platinum recording artist, he's been out there solo for years. He played with the Amboy Dukes, the Damn Yankees, got a new album called Detroit Muscle. He defends the Second Amendment at all turns, and he's on the phone right now. Ted Nugent, how you doing?
Phil, I'm doing so good it's stupid. I'm solid conservative and just plain right. Good to join you, man.
We're glad to have you back, brother. Well, listen, man, so I just couldn't help but wonder what your thoughts were. I mean, you came out on Twitter and you said they're scared to debate me, but give us your thoughts and how did this come about with Avondale Brewing canceling your concert?
Well, Phil, I think the whole world knows that I'm Ted Nugent, and I am the most radical guy in the history of the world because I dare to experiment in self-government. Boy, is that extreme or what?
You're a radical.
And I've always stood up for God, family, country, Constitution, Bill of Rights, Ten Commandments, Golden Rule, work ethic, the man in the arena, being the best that you can be, the good over evil, goodwill and decency, and law and order. And all that stuff just drives the Michael Moore, Hunter Biden fan club crazy. I think God sent me here just to drive the Michael Moore, Hunter Biden fan club crazy because my band, my crew, my family, my friends, my hunt buddies, my ranch buddies. And by the way, Phil, if I sound a little bit too masculine and effervescent today, it's because I was on the range with Delta Force.
Nice.
I was training with the Navy SEALs and the Army Rangers and the Green Berets. I train and participate with local and national SWAT and the U.S. Marshals. And so the Michael Moore and the Hunter Biden fan club are really upset that I'm in the asset column. And just let me tell you, Phil, they may have canceled my Birmingham, Alabama gig, which, by the way, is a tragedy because my band is so good I can hardly stand it. But we have booked another wonderful Ted Nugent rock out at the City Hall Live in Brandon, Mississippi. So the dirtbags have accomplished nothing except to make me very, very happy that we know who the dirtbags are. How perfect is that, Bill?
That's absolutely perfect. And by the way, just to remind the audience, too, you were on my show, about 6 months ago, and I think I told you then I got your autograph in Baghdad. So I am not surprised to find out you're training with Delta Force. I appreciate your service to the troops and the things you've done over the years in that regard, too.
Well, once again, there is a tragic, tragic division in America, and here's where the tragedy is. I stand up for self-defense, and I applaud people neutralizing life-threatening forces, where the people who hate me side with the evildoers and don't think we should be able to defend our precious gift of life from God. So every allegation, by the way, Phil, I think we know that the worst thing a person can do to someone is to falsely accuse. And I read the false accusations of everybody who protested my concert. Every one of their accusations, 100% lies. My haters are drunk and blinded by hate that has no foundation in reality. I got to tell you, I couldn't be more proud. I played some guitar licks this morning that I'm sure confused the hell out of those people. So I will continue being in the asset column of America while the slithering serpents who hate me are rock solid in the liability column. And I rejoice in that, don't you?
Absolutely. That's why I have a Right Side Radio show. listen, so you're going to play in Mississippi. That's cool. But how about another show in Alabama? Do you have any lined up? Is anybody stepping up and raising their hand and say, hey, we'll take him?
Well, you know, Phil, I'm 75 years clean and sober, so I can still form syllables, not to be confused with Joe Biden. And so I'm still celebrating the greatest music in the history of the world. I like to think I'm James Brown meets Chuck Berry meets Wilson Pickett and Bo Diddley and Little Richard all wrapped up into one, which, by the way, is a pretty accurate description of me and my band. And I'm going on what is going to be my last really organized tour. It's called Ted Nugent Adios Mofo 23. Because I got 12 grandkids, and I've got to teach them to aim small, miss small, and turn critters into family-sized portions. So I have a lot of responsibility as a grandpa. I'll still keep playing music. I got some killer new songs we're going to go in and record at the end of the year after the hunting season. And the music will never stop, but hotels are jail to me. I hate hotels. My dogs miss me. My wife misses me, and my grandkids want Papa to show them how to catch fish and fillet them. So I've got my responsibilities. But we'll tour all summer, July and August, and that'll be the end of my organized tour. But once again, I'll be doing a bunch of gigs offhand here and there and everywhere forever because the music still makes me do it. But I want to thank everybody who got a hold of the spineless, soulless wimps at the Avondale Brewery, because for every serpent who protested my gig, thousands and thousands support the self-evident truth that I stand for every day. And once again, we must stand good over evil. I'm the good. The haters are evil. It's pretty obvious.
Well, and it is pretty obvious. You know what I think, to me, I think some of what we're seeing right now, too, I think cancel culture is beginning to overplay its hand. I mean, at one point, they thought they had it going on. And I feel like during around the 2020, the BLM riots and the things that were happening around the nation, there was a moment there where they seemed to have the upper hand. I really feel like right now, though, the American man, the good red-blooded citizens of this nation who have made us what we are, I think there's this sense that we're starting to stand up and stare them back down, and I think they've overplayed their hand at this point. What do you think?
Well, clearly, the real tolerant amongst our species are the conservatives. We love, we care, we give, we make sacrifices and take risks to bring quality of life to other people. That's really the conservative gang that we belong to. We are on the right side. Remember, it was the Democrats with their Jim Crow, and it was the Democrats that wouldn't allow blacks to own firearms, so we started the National Rifle Association. Remember, it was the Democrats and the liberals and the communists and the Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, Michael Moore fan club that were the racists, that were the KKK, that were the horrible, horrible Satanists that now infest our military. General Mark Milley is the commander-in-chief. Really? That fat slob can't do a push-up. And he thinks that transgender... By the way, there's no such thing as transgender. There's a gender, and you can't transit, Courtney. The point is that we were so tolerant, we wanted to give and be understanding, but then they started taking advantage of our conscientiousness. And it's one thing to be Milton Berle and dress up like a woman, but it's another thing to twerk your indecent fat crotch to little boys and girls singing, "I love it when you kiss me where I pee." And those are the people that hate Ted Nugent, and we're waking up and we're pushing back, and we're not going to put up with their pure evil anymore.
Well, just so you know, by the way, sitting up on our screen, because we live stream this, they can see me I'm cracking up right now in the studio, but we got an image of you, and it says, "On the phone, Ted Nugent, liberty-loving rock star." How's that for a title?
Pretty accurate. One of my many, many characteristics. Yes, indeed. Plus, I'm the funniest black comedian in the world. I hope they put that
on. Well, listen, so nothing's going to slow you down. I mean, you're not one of those who, and there's a few of you out there that I just enjoy the fact that you have conservative bona fides. You know what you stand for. You love who you're with, and you're going to rock on no matter what happens. And I think that's what has to happen more often. We have to see the American public not only get tired of what's happening with cancel culture, but be willing to stand up and say, "Well, by God, no. How about just no?" And I love the fact that your message didn't change. You didn't take a cancellation of a concert and then go modify your behavior. You just basically thumbed your nose at it and kept moving.
Yeah, that wasn't my thumb and that wasn't my nose, by the way, Bill. But the point is, I'm doing a military charity fundraiser this coming weekend in Walnut Springs, Texas, with a great, great killer bunch of musicians. And that's what the Nugent family stands for. And if you really look at the charity work that we participate in with all these other great, giving, caring, loving conservative families, that's why these serpents hate us. Because I teach children to be clean and sober. I teach children to aim small and miss small. There's only one gun law needed on planet Earth, and that is to never point it in the direction of anything you're not willing to destroy, and that we are living in engineered recidivism by a court system that guarantees repeat offenders and victimization. So I stand up for all the best things that God's miracle provides, and the haters can't stand it. And by the way, Phil, that's like a hurricane beneath the wings of my bald eagle wings of prey. They inspire me to continue standing up more forthright than ever. And they're too stupid to realize that their indecency, their nastiness, their soullessness actually inspires conservatives to stand up and not let them get away with it anymore. So to all my haters out there, keep going, baby. We love you.
Well, I'm going to make a prediction. I don't see this being the closeout tour. I mean, I know you got little onesies and twosies kind of gigs you're going to pull here and there, but I'm just going to go ahead and say I think you're going to be 80 and you're going to do a tour. What do you think?
Well, my grandkids are calling my name, but I do have so many wonderful friends out there, Mike and Dana Maloney. I have blood brothers and funk brothers and spirit brothers everywhere. I want to thank everybody for supporting our Ted Nugent Spirit of the Wild show, the number one hunting show in the world on the Pursuit Network for 34 years, my Camp for Kids charity, all the things that we stand for. Phil, I would recommend everybody go to tednugent.com. I have some personally autographed hats that say, I will not comply. So if Joe Biden wants to continue violating his oath to the Constitution and keep infringing on our God-given constitutional guaranteed rights, get a Ted Nugent I Will Not Comply flag, and you might want to shove it up somebody's ass.
All right. Hey, Ted, listen, before you leave, man, you are definitely a right side ruffian, and we love that. Would you do a shout out to one of our listeners, Wolverine Dan, who called in just a few minutes ago? He's from Allen Park, and he said you'd know exactly where that's from.
I certainly do, and as a fellow Michiganiac Wolverine, I salute Wolverine Dan. Allen Park, that's where the Amboy Dukes played almost every other week back in the 1960s. So Wolverine Dan, welcome to Alabama, because Michigan is a suburb of San Francisco politically, but they're still wall-to-wall working hard, playing hard conservatives, and we're fighting to take this country back, take Michigan back. Hopefully we can take Alabama back and take Texas back and take this country back, because the conservatives far outnumber the Hunter Biden fan club. I promise you that.
Ted Nugent, you're the man. Stay in the fight, and we appreciate you making some time for us today.
Well, Phil, thank you very much, and I'll see everybody down there in Mississippi, Brandon, Mississippi, at the City Hall Live. Me and my band are on Unleash the Beast, man. God bless America.
All right, take care. Ted Nugent, that man's a force of nature. That's exactly what my wife said last time we interviewed him. So he's a force of nature. Yes, indeed he is. Well, let's take it out on some Stranglehold, Boomer. What do you think, man? That's good stuff. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, with the best show and the best guests and the best listeners in Alabama radio. We'll be right back.